All right, episode 124. We're back, Rob.
124.
124. Can you believe we've done 100? I don't know. I know I said that last time. I said, can you believe we've done 100? And here we are at 124 of these 124. Things.
124. I don't have anything witty to say about 124.
No. Well, you know why? Because it's 10,000 degrees outside, and we record this in our kick-ass studio that's always very – it's hot in here.
Yeah. Well, we have big windows in here.
I know. I know. And it's, you know, it's scorching. I think I saw that it's going to be 100 degrees today.
If it does reach 100, then yeah. I think I've read maybe what you were reading, but it would be the hottest day in 5 years.
5 years, exactly. Which surprised me, actually.
Really?
I guess they're talking. Well,
global warming surprised you?
No. I think about heat index versus the actual temperature. You know, the whole like, oh, it's only 97 degrees, but it feels like 115.
Yeah.
Because we've got the thick, wet, Humidity, right? So yeah, it may only be 93, but it feels like 105, you know, that type of thing. Right?
It's hot out. So,
yeah, it's hot.
I mean, it's hot. Yeah. It is hot.
So you had mentioned, let's shift to today's topic. You had mentioned, these damn scooters that are all over town. Right?
Damn scooters. I know, we sound like bunch of curmudgeons.
I know, but like,
damn scooters. But kids and their scooters.
For those that don't know or are living in a rural environment, right, and in Atlanta, was it 2 years ago? How long ago was it? I mean, it's been a while.
I think
actually.
It was longer than that.
It's been a while,
yeah,
right?
Because time is weird because of the pandemic. And
yeah.
Everything. So I
maybe 5 years.
Yeah, I feel like it was like four maybe.
Yeah,
years
we
ago.
Had Bird, the brand Bird.
Yeah.
Bird scooters all over the boom overnight. Boom, yeah. We got scooters everywhere.
And everywhere in the country. Well, a lot of the big metropolitan.
And it was like, remember the news thing. Was like, hey, we're not asking for permission. We're just going to drop scooters off in every city and just figure out the rules later.
Like, there was no reaching out to municipalities to discuss whether this was okay or even legal or anything.
Yeah. It was great. And it was like, oh, no, there's no helmets. It's just, hey, zap it with your phone. You pay whatever, a buck or two, and you ride your little scooter.
And there was no, like, because they didn't deal with municipalities or anything like that, it was like, do I ride on the sidewalk?
Yeah, nobody knows.
Do I ride on the street?
Well,
do I?
Here we are, however many years later, and they still don't know. We still don't know.
Yeah, right? ER doctors, best friends.
Yeah,
they love the scooters.
Man, have you seen someone wipe out on them?
No,
dude, I've seen a couple bad,
never bad accidents. Have you ever ridden one?
No. I think my daughter and I from an old Atlanta United game were gonna ride him back, but I couldn't get it to work or something. I don't know what to do. She rode one, and I was like, I'll just walk. You know, I don't think I've actually zapped one and done it because I was like, dude, the last thing I need is another app to like. Although that ties into exactly what we're about to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you been on one and zipped around?
I have not been on one, but my stepson Ian. Okay. Shout out to Ian.
Yeah.
Broke his arm in half on one of those.
Oh,
things.
That's right.
Do you
that's
remember
right.
that? It was not a Bird scooter.
Okay.
Or it was the one that he got for Christmas.
Dude,
but
I remember
it was
that
in the middle
photo.
Of the.
Oh.
He snapped his arm in half.
Dude,
on,
that
on
photo
that
was brutal.
Oh, it was gnarly.
Yeah, it was gnarly. Well, we're here by Georgia Tech, as frequent listeners of the podcast know. And we see tech students on those things all the time.
All the time.
I mean, and there'll be two people on one of those things. Or it's like, oh, I've got like bags of groceries hanging off the handlebars.
Yeah, you
got
to balance the weight.
Yeah, I got a backpack. I got bags. You know, I'm smoking a cigarette, drinking a 32 ounce.
No one's wearing helmets.
Oh, disaster.
It's like motorcycles in South Carolina.
Yeah.
There's no helmets.
They don't exist.
No helmets.
So, yeah, over here on Spring Street, I saw somebody flying down only to realize, oh, it's a red light. You know, and the traffic is going the opposite way. So they tried to slam on the brakes. I mean, this was like, I don't, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, 7:30 in the morning, you know what I mean? And it's, I'm going to call it a single scooter accident. I mean, they didn't hit anybody else.
Was it violent?
But it was, oh, you slammed on the thing. It's starting to swerve and, blah, 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 and you just kind of went head over little handlebar thing and just ate pavement in front of everybody. Well, all of us are stopped. I mean, everyone's at a full stop and you just came rushing in at 25, 30 miles an hour and then boom, just bit it. And then,
little road rash.
Shout out to David Torres. We were up in Charlotte, years ago. So, you know, I mean, I can't remember. So obviously these things have been around for a while. And, we saw, while we were in Charlotte, the Panthers were playing the Patriots, coincidentally enough. And there were Patriots fans out and about, and they had some cocktails and they just like full steam right, like on the street, full steam right into the curb. Boom.
Just one guy?
Single
rider?
Yeah, single rider, but a pack of them. But one of them ate it. You know what I mean? And it was like, oh dude, You're going to the hospital.
Yeah, there may be some teeth knocked
this
out.
This is bad. Oh. This is really, really bad. So.
Well, so they came in. They dumped them.
Yeah.
They dumped them all over the city. Yeah. I mean, everywhere. And then you had, you know, and then you had pickup trucks full of scooters because you get paid to go charge them.
Dude, my wife signed up to be a Bird scooter charger.
I remember that.
Yeah, but it was right at the tail end. It didn't really work. Like, yeah. It was like,
what did you have to do? Did you buy a charger or they gave you a charger?
No, they give you, they gave you the stuff and then you had a window.
To go pick them up.
To go pick them up, you know, but it was like a battle of the first come, first serve.
Oh yeah.
So everybody else is out there fighting each other off to try to get the scooters, you know.
And they were like modified pickup trucks that had like racks in the back, scooters in the back.
It wasn't like the mom minivans. It was like legit.
No, it was like, I'm going to make a business out of this.
Yeah.
But then they,
that was crazy.
It was crazy. And they were everywhere. And the problem with them too, well, there were a lot of problems with them, but part of the problem was just, they were just an eyesore because people would leave and they would just fall over. Yeah. They'd just be littered all. There was no place to, again, because there was no plan. They would just leave them on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the modern day. It was just the abandoned shopping carts.
Yeah.
Just everywhere.
Yeah.
Littering, everywhere. You know, and then it's like, you can't get around to the sidewalk. They're in your driveway. Yeah. You can't get, you know, and it was, I rode it from here to my house. And then I just dumped it in front of my
yard.
Cause it's not mine. You know what I mean? And then maybe someone comes and picks it up days later, you know?
It's very strange.
So bizarre.
But
so
now
bizarre.
So then I guess, I don't know what happened from a
legal perspective.
Yeah. Or? I don't know if they ever, well, I think what they figured out or didn't figure out.
What we were going to talk about though is, you know, nature, you know, deplores a vacuum, right?
Yeah.
So when there's one, there's always another one.
Yeah.
Right. And sort of natural opposites, or call it the spirit of competition or battle of the brands, whatever you want to call it. Right. So it was, Bird came in and took over. So boom, we need the competition to Bird.
Yeah.
Which is Lime.
Right. There were a few other ones that came in, but Lime was the one that kind of rose to the top to be the true challenger.
Yeah. And Lime has now gotten a capital infusion from Uber. So it's probably not going anywhere anytime soon. I don't know what the deal is with Bird.
Well, all I see all over town is Lime.
They kind of went away and now they're back. But they're Lime. It's Lime. Lime
it's all
is
Lime.
Bird, right?
I don't see the Birds.
Yeah.
As much anyway.
So I think, you know, how does this tie to advertising and design and stuff? I think the thought was kind of funny that like there's always the enemy, right? You've got, you know, the Ford Chevy, the Coke Pepsi,
Apple Microsoft.
You know, you had, you know, but then you get the weird Sirius and XM, right?
Like now we play nice together.
But now they're a thing, right? And there is no opposite. I guess you know, the natural competition to that would be, you know, Spotify or streaming, right? Instead of actual satellite, right?
Yeah.
But just sort of the interesting aspect of, you know, you can never only have one. You kind of always, and even our laws, our antitrust laws and our monopoly law, you know, you can't just have one. You always got to have.
Well, what are some examples? Because we think about like, you know, your Coke versus Pepsi, although Pepsi, wasn't it Pepsi that dropped and is now not the number two? Didn't it?
I don't know. Is this breaking news for me?
Who would be?
Is it Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Dr. Pepper has been steadily.
Yeah.
Because it's awesome.
Dr. Pepper's delicious. Absolutely delicious. I don't understand all of their diet Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper 10, all the extra offshoots of Dr. Pepper. They all taste exactly the same. They're delicious. No? You don't think so? Well, remember Dr. Pepper 10 was like Diet Dr. Pepper for dudes. Remember that campaign with the guy and the eagle and the whatever
it's
like
good
that?
Campaign.
But, dude, are you telling me that you can taste the difference between Diet Dr. Pepper and Dr. Pepper? Because it's pretty damn close, man.
I don't know.
You don't know? Yeah, okay.
I don't know that I've ever had a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Do yourself.
You.
This is
that
a
the
shout,
white can?
This is a shout out for Kathy, but have you ever had a Dr. Thunder?
No.
Okay.
That sounds like a wrestling move.
Dr. Thunder is the Walmart private label brand of Dr.
I have not. Have you had it?
Yes. My mother-in-law.
Is it good?
Back in the day used to buy it. It's fine.
Does it taste like Dr. Pepper?
Would you drink an RC Cola?
No.
No. Okay.
I mean, let me qualify.
It's within striking distance.
I don't drink a lot of soda anyway anymore.
I'm trying.
I used to, but I don't drink a lot of soda anymore anyway. And if I, I suppose if I were in the mood for a soda and there happened to be an,
well, if it's 100 degrees outside,
RC cola, sure. Would I sip on it?
Yeah. Well, when you're in Florida and it's 1,000 degrees outside and the only thing in the fridge is a nice cold 12 pack of Dr. Thunder. Okay. And you're behind enemy lines. Guess
that
what you're doing?
Like a Marvel comic.
You're drinking
Dr. Thunder.
You're drinking a Dr. Thunder.
Oh no, yeah. Spider-Man, here comes Dr. Thunder.
Yeah, he's an evil villain who controls the weather.
Yeah.
Is what it is. So.
Yeah.
Well, but anyway, we got off topic. So you were saying Coke and Pepsi.
Yeah. And just the notion that you have, you know, at the top, right, in different, across different industries, you have like your Ford Chevy, right? Mm-hmm. And they've been duking it out for
ever
since cars were invented.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they'll duke it out probably until the end of time.
Yeah. Right? And there are other American car manufacturers, like, but really we're talking about just the,
we're talking about the two
brand versus brand.
Yeah.
You know,
but I was trying to think of instances where so those guys will go on forever. Apple and Microsoft have been battling since they were both invented and will go for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
What are instances where a top dog has crushed the competition? Like you're out.
Like we're done here and now you don't exist anymore?
Yeah. Like a product analogy would be VHS and Beta. Right. In the 80s, they competed. Yeah. Beta was actually the superior product.
Absolutely.
But somehow VHS won.
Yeah.
Cause somebody picked it and one of the movie studios picked it, I guess, and decided that's the way they were going to go. And then Beta overnight was dead.
Well, that's how Blu-ray came to exist.
Yeah.
Cause it was,
and that was a nice try.
Do you remember HD DVD?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cause that was the competitor to Blu-ray. But Blu-ray, backed by Sony, who owns some movie studios.
Right.
And was like, oh, we also own all the equipment in your house. Like your disc players.
And we just made a large investment in.
Yeah. And we have PlayStation, which we're going to put all those games, you know, so it was like, okay, we're going with Blu-ray. Yeah.
We also own 40% of Blu-ray's stock. So we're probably going to lean in that direction. Blu-ray died.
No, Blu-ray's,
who still watches Blu-ray?
Well, it still exists.
Laserdisc? Do you have a Laserdisc player in your house too?
I like to pause the movie halfway through and flip it over.
I mean, okay. What's going on?
No, I think Blu-ray exists more from a gaming perspective, you know, through PlayStation and stuff.
Okay.
And I think if you want media, you know, if you go to like, I mean, when you go to Target and it's like, oh, here's like the new movie that's on, you know, it's going to be a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Like, so Blu-ray still exists. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, it's just streaming and that type of stuff, you know, physical. I don't know. I mean,
did Lime destroy Bird? Is Bird dead?
I don't see any birds around here.
No birds. Bird Box.
Yeah. Weren't they all carrying some type of microchip anyway? Birds or something or? No, I think birds still exist. I think there's a scooter or two here around. But to go back to your question about what has obliterated the competition, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I was just thinking about gaming. I mean, Nintendo still exists, but I was going to say Nintendo still exists, but all the other guys, you know, there's no Sega Genesis anymore.
Yeah.
You know, there's no TurboGrafx-16, you know, but you still have Xbox and PlayStation,
mm-hmm.
Sony versus Microsoft, right? So, there are others that have filled the void. Right, versus complete obliteration. If we had done a little show notes, maybe we could.
Would you say that roller skates have beat out rollerblades?
Well, I am incredibly athletic and keep up with all of this stuff. So, is rollerblading still a thing? I mean, I'm not on Venice Beach.
If you go to a skate rink,
okay.
You can rent rollerblades.
Yeah,
you can rent both.
Okay, that's interesting.
Random.
I mean, I wouldn't have known that, you know. It's interesting that skateboarding has still survived, you know. Now, this isn't brands, though. This is products.
We're just in
categories, you know.
We've gone off topic. But yeah. Skateboarding still is alive and well.
Yeah. Like, snowboarding came in and took over, but it didn't replace skiing. If anything, it just added more people to winter sports, right? I mean,
yeah.
Or correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I don't know. That's more of a you thing than you're a skier, right? But like, I've never skied in my life. Did skiers abandon skiing in favor of snowboarding?
Some did. It depends on your age when snowboarding really took off.
When it became
a thing. Depending on where you were age wise, a lot of people jumped over. yeah. And snowboard instead.
I don't know.
And
I'm hard.
They're losers.
I'm sitting here racking my brain, treading water, trying to think of something where one brand absolutely destroyed another brand.
I mean, there's when, and we're not talking about acquisitions.
Yeah. Right? No, I understand.
We're talking about just shut them down.
Yeah. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I'm sure that they're out there.
TKO.
You
know?
I think really it's more attrition, you know, and replacement than pure domination, you know. Like, you know, there are plenty of car companies, but we always just talk about Ford versus Chevy, you know, the big, you know, American battle, I guess. Right. You know, I don't know. It's an interesting question.
You're a Ford man.
I am a Ford man. Yeah, I love Fords. So I will say though, I do have a sweet spot for like 62 Corvettes. So, I mean, if I was ever to buy a Chevy, it would be an old classic Corvette.
Corvette's hard to beat.
Yeah. Don't love the new Corvettes, but that's fine. People love
the mid-engine.
You know? Yeah, it's just not my jam.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The 70 Stingrays, like, I don't need any Corvettes.
They've started to, they've all kind of like a lot of those sports cars now kind of just.
Yeah. But I'm not that like anti, I mean, dude, a 57 Chevy is pretty badass, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's another Chevy.
Like screw Chevy.
Yeah. I'm not the like, I don't have the sticker of Calvin peeing on the bow tie, right? You know, like.
Do people still have those?
I guess they do. I'm sure they do. You know?
I'm sure they
do. but yeah, we do have our brand allegiances, you know, and the brands that we favor. But I, again, nature abhors a vacuum and wants, you know, you always want to have that competition. And, you know, I love Marvel comics. I'm more of a Marvel zombie, but I never want DC comics to ever go away, even though they have thinned their, you know, cause like the talent acquisition and the drive to be number one is what keeps things good.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The competition is what.
Yeah.
What makes you better?
Yeah. I mean, DC has kind of been the pimple on the elephant's ass in terms of like acquisitions, right? Cause they were their own thing. Then they were part of Time Warner. Right. Time Warner was bought by AOL. Like there's been all this crazy, you know, then AT&T is involved. You know, like why does AT&T have anything to do with DC Comics? Makes no sense. Right.
Do they still?
So there's been years. It's all part of the big, you know, mega Goliath, you know, enterprise. I can't even keep up with everything anymore
because
now everybody buys everybody. Right. But like having Disney buy, you know, Fox and that library and Star Wars and Marvel and all the sport and all like, I don't know that that's necessarily great for all those individual brands. Right. But like, you know, the DC line of products has thinned out tremendously. I mean, it's like a leaflet compared to the, you know, encyclopedia produced. So it's always been like, oh, they should buy them. You know, one company should buy the, and it's like, no.
Well, it's just like in any industry when a bigger company, you know, acquires somebody, they lose their independent spirit.
Yeah.
You know, kind of lose a little bit of what got you there.
Yeah. You don't take the risks anymore either.
Speaking of library acquisitions, I saw the other day that Queen is selling their catalog. Do you know how much they got for their catalog? Queen, the band. Right?
Yeah. I mean, all three are there still, Freddie Mercury's gone, but the rest of Brian May and everybody else
they're all still with us. What do you think that their catalog, Sony bought it. What do you think their catalog went for?
400 million?
No, higher.
Really? Higher than that? Okay. 600?
Higher.
Are you going to tell me it's $1 billion?
Higher.
Higher than a bill.
$1.2 billion.
God, that's crazy.
For their catalog.
That is, take it from me. I mean, how old are those guys? I mean, they got to be in their 70s at least, right?
Yeah.
So like, yeah. I mean, they're in every single, we are the champions. Yeah. I mean, they're in every single sporting event you've ever thought of.
And I have to imagine that, because all those deals are a little bit different, right?
Yeah.
So I have to imagine that is a comprehensive deal, meaning all of the licenses that Queen, participates in, right? Or other companies that license them. They get all of the, I think they get, it's not just the music catalog. I think they get everything.
Everything.
Like all the licensing, all the everything. But $1.2 billion. I saw that the other day. I was like, whoa.
I mean, and you've got three remaining band members. And then, I don't know, are there some hanger-oners? I mean, is there like the engineer and the other
sure.
You know, like the fifth Beatle?
I'm sure there are people that have equity.
That's insane.
Somehow or another.
I wouldn't have guessed that for Queen.
But you didn't guess that for Queen.
No.
What I wonder is how long, in Sony's model, like how long do they anticipate
being able to be profitable on that?
Yeah. When do they become profitable on that? I mean, how long does that take them to turn a profit on that $1 billion investment in Queen?
I have no idea.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that seems insane. You know, that seems absolutely insane.
And I'm sure part of that too is just we're Sony. We own Queen. You know, I mean, you buy the big catalog for the name brand, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy, crazy. Well, this was kind of a meandering conversation.
Yeah, that's okay.
Which is good and fine. But yeah, competition is healthy. Competition, kills competition. Competition does a lot of things.
It
makes brands become stronger and forces them to be more creative in what they do.
I know. Isn't it weird though that we don't have any competition?
It is. Well, sometimes,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, pure dominance, really, over a marketplace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they want to try and break us up because we're a monopoly.
This is true.
It's weird.
This is true.
So listen, I'm going to say today, the PSA for the day is, if you're going to scooter.
Yes.
Ride safe.
Yes.
Wear a helmet.
Absolutely.
Eyes on the road.
Yeah.
Obey the traffic laws.
Mm-hmm.
And be aware of your surroundings.
Absolutely.
Awareness.
Yes.
Take
your earphones out.
Take your earpods out.
Yeah.
Or AirPods. My kids get mad at me because I call them AirPods.
EarPods?
I do.
I kind of like AirPods, actually.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Speaking of awareness, Don, where can the people find us?
Oh, we're flipping the script. I like it. People can find us on all the socials and online at Mock the Agency. It's at Mock the Agency on all the different things.
.com. We will talk at you, on what's going to be a very, very exciting episode 125.
It'll be 125, yeah. It's exciting. All right, thanks, everybody.